And in studio with us this morning is Dan Beck. He represents two of the plaintiffs in a lawsuit against the Hanna Boys Center. Good morning, Dan. Nice to have you here this morning.
Good morning, all.
Obviously, it's a story that disturbs everybody in the community, and you represent two young men now who were boys, students at the Hanna Boys Center, correct?
Correct. It's a very sad and sordid situation for sure.
Now, is this currently, or will it become, civil action suit, a civil lawsuit? I mean, a class action?
No. These things are pled individually, regardless of the number. I represent two of the victims. There are others, but it is a individual and separate action for each.
So here's my sort of overarching theme. Do these suits that you're taking for your clients, are they helped or hurt by the fact that the Catholic Church has settled all sorts of sexual assault cases over the last decade or so?
Well, to the extent that we have to prove our case, the Catholic Church, the Diocese of Santa Rosa, is named. We believe that there is a code of ethics and an overriding responsibility. Hanna is called the Archbishop Hanna High School for boys.
Of course, the Catholic Diocese say we don't have any jurisdiction over what happens at Hanna Boys Center.
Well, that is to be predicted, but we believe that we have a basis that will allow the facts to be such that we will be able to go to trial on it.
Now, Dan, without getting too specific, what are the boys saying about what happened to them there?
Essentially, what has been pled and part of the two lawsuits is that these young men, these boys, were part of Hanna. They came from troubled backgrounds. They were there from 2006 to 2012 in one case, and 2006 to 2010. They were basically groomed and preyed upon by Kevin Thorpe. This is a residential treatment center, so
yes,
there are rules and regulations that are extremely strict, yet he was allowed to take them off campus, engage in extra, quote-unquote, counseling sessions, all of which, should I say, at least for a good period of those 4 years, resulted in sexual predatory acts.
Well, the Hanna Boys Center also says, Dan, that it is not uncommon at all for those boys to be taken off campus for various reasons, whether it's a doctor's appointment or they're going to see a movie or some sort of other outside event. They say that part is not uncommon.
Well, you know, it comes down to proof, and there are sign-in and sign-outs. There are requirements for use of vehicles. There are requirements that have to do with their supervision, and in these cases, none of which were followed.
So in your view, in your suit, what went wrong as far as what Hanna Boys Center did?
Well, to the extent that discovery is ongoing, what went wrong is that, for all intents and purposes, and we will have our opportunity to prove this, Kevin Thorpe was given a pass. He was given, I think, extraordinary latitude that by the very requirements of the school, the church, and the state of California should have been not allowed and should have been prevented.
And you've got a question, Larry.
Yeah, I just wondering, I saw this quote that the CEO of the Hanna Boys Center said that their policies were not deficient, but that there's not any way for 100% preventing these incidents.
Well,
I sort of feel like that's the job of the place to do that.
Exactly. And this is not something, at least in our case, that took place over a very short period of time. These victims were essentially molested over a four-year period, each, repeatedly, weekly. It is something that I think the school should have or could have known. But like I said, it's one of those situations where in this particular case, Kevin Thorpe was allowed and given a pass to do so.
And we know that Kevin Thorpe obviously is no longer an employee of the Hannah Boy Center, nor is the female counselor named in a lawsuit this week in separate, with a separate plaintiff in separate incidents involving allegedly that female counselor. Both of those people are no longer on staff. What is the next step for this lawsuit, Dan?
Well, certainly we have what's called commonly in our trade discovery, where we send out written questions, ask for documents. There will be depositions. This is a case that or cases that will take time. There is in Sonoma County what's called a fast track program, so we probably will get a trial date sometime next year in October. And also, to the extent that Kevin Thorpe is under arrest and detained, he has not entered a plea yet. Mm-hmm. So it remains to be seen, you know, what his next criminal defense moves will be. But our case is something that comes after that, so to speak.
And it sounds like you think that there may be other victims involved in this situation at large, and you've got some advice for those particular folks.
Well, to the extent that there is an ongoing criminal investigation, and certainly we're here to support the Sonoma County Sheriff's Department and the District Attorney's Office in its investigation. To the extent that there are people or individuals, as much as there is a stigma and a hesitancy, you should feel free to call the Sheriff's Department. I have several numbers, all with the 707 area code. One's 565-8290 and 565-8299. That's 565-8290 and 565-8299. And, you know, they are trained and able to receive that information and deal with it accordingly.
Well, we look forward to following along with you during this process, Dan, and appreciate you being here this morning.
No, I appreciate your time very, very much.
We had an extended conversation with the development director at the Hannah Boy Center yesterday, and their position, not surprisingly, is that that they did their due diligence when it came to hiring the particular staff members that we're talking about, and they are as shocked and upset as anyone else.
But did they do the supervision?
That is yet to be determined, isn't
Correct.
It?
Yes.
Thanks for being here,
right,
Dan. That is Dan Beck. He is the attorney for one of the plaintiffs in a lawsuit against the Hannah Boy Center.
Pleased to be here. Thank you.
Glad to have you, Dan. We'll be in touch with you soon.